Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and tweet them and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners and all callers, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you tune in with us today and took time out of your busy day to be with us today. Also, we want to say Merry Christmas from my family to your family, Voice of Truth. Merry Christmas to all of you. Be safe and have a happy and merry, merry Christmas. I have a couple of general announcements. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministering without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook at Prophet Yvonne Rao, and you can leave her a message there. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Rao. She has several ministries under her leadership with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is a 30 quarter with Prophetess Martha from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to Pathetic Corner, a true prophet of God and a powerful woman of God. Amen. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Elaine, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word. It is hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. You will receive that text or email by text every Monday. There is an asking of an offering of $25 or more to receive the Moment in the Spirit. I do want to encourage you to get it. It is a blessed word. Amen. Minister Michelle does an awesome job with that, and you can listen to that all week long. Whatever you're going through, it's really awesome. Glory be to God. We just thank God for Moments in the Spirit. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophet Yvonne Rao, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, and Pastor Joseph Rao, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord, a true prophet of God with a true word upon her tongue. Glory be to God. A word that will come to pass. Glory to God. But you must believe in the prophet. Glory be to God. And we just thank God for Pastor. Glory to God. They are an awesome team, husband and wife team, that is doing the work of God, and they love God. So we just pray that you will get connected to One Word from the Lord every Tuesday at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Wild Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. It's on every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected to Wild Radio, amen, with Elder, amen, She's a preaching woman, a powerful woman of God. And I want to encourage you to get connected with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team. And if you would like to become a partner, if you will contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I gave earlier, and she will tell you how to get connected and how to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And also, if you have a prayer request, you can inbox me on Facebook, or you can submit a prayer request on my website, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry at yoda.com. And I just received a text for prayer, so I'm going to pray for that family as well. Glory be to God. And I'm just going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, Lord. Father God, we thank you for health and strength. We thank you for starting us on our way. Father God, we just thank you that you are God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed over 2,000 years ago for us. We thank you, Father, that thou art God, and there is no other God. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, and we magnify and glorify your name, O Father. We praise your holy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, O Father. Father God, we just pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep us from all dangers, harm, seen and unseen, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we just pray right now, Father God, that you will cover the families right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover their children right now, God, in the blood, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them, Father, as they travel, Father. Give them traveling grace, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able to heal and deliver and to set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, and we magnify your name, oh God. Oh God, we say hallelujah to your name, oh God, for thou art worthy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins, Father. Our Father God, we just pray right now, Father, that you will comfort them right where they are, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we pray for the families that have lost loved ones during the holiday seasons, oh Father. Oh, Father God, we pray for this family, Father. Our God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the mother and the father right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray siblings even now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, our God, comfort right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, do it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Just give them strength, Lord. Oh, God, do it right now, Father. Oh, God, we give you praise and honor and glory for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, just lift them up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we'll be careful to give you praise, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the orphanage. We pray for all those behind prison bars, oh, Father. We pray for comfort in their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the lost, oh, God, and we pray that they will come to know the Savior while they still have time, that they won't wait another day because tomorrow is not promised to anybody, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I pray that you will pull at their souls right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come out of the world of sin and call on the name of Jesus while the blood is yet running in their veins. Oh, God, do it right now, God. Oh, good be God. For you sent Jesus, Lord, that all might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, Father. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give this message back unto you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, decrease me and increase you, Father. Our God, in the name of Jesus. I'm just a willing vessel of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Speak your word to your servant, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I give you praise. Let your word go through the airway with much power and much authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. That's why we must get our houses in order. That's not our message today, but we must get our house in order because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, and we need to be ready. must be ready at all times. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Isaiah today, Isaiah the 40th chapter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about waiting on the Lord today. Glory be to God. And I am going to begin reading. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's worthy. I'm going to start reading at verse 28, and the word of God reads, "Has not thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles." Glory be to God. "And they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our key scripture is verse number 31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The title of the message today is Wait on the Lord. The scripture just said unto us, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. It says that how thou not knowest, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither weary. There is no searching of his understanding. So what he's saying to us, glory be to God, is that we must wait on the Lord. In other words, glory be to God, hallelujah to Jesus, we must wait on him in everything. We must wait patiently for his timing. Glory be to God, because the timing of God in your life means everything. Glory be to God. He said, now, I don't want you to be searching for his understanding. Hallelujah, because Proverbs 3:5 tells us, trust in the Lord. Lean not unto our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of our ways. Glory be to God. In other words, we got to trust in the Lord while we wait on the Lord. We can't try to figure it out ourselves. Glory be to God. But we must wait on the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we can't understand his ways. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He already knows what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, because it has a time and a place and a season for it to come to pass. That's why we must wait on the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We must wait on the timing of the Lord. We must be strong and let our hearts take courage. No fear. Glory be to God, and wait on the Lord. Glory be to God. I was in a place one time and someone spoke a word, but that particular word brought fear. Oh, glory be to God, because someone just had spoke something that was awesome. Glory be to God. And as soon as the word came out of the mouth, somebody brought forth fear. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why did they do that? And he showed it to me in the word. He said, sudden fear. Sudden fear comes to take faith. Sudden fear comes to make you move out of the timing of God. Sudden fear. Glory be to God. Because when you get sudden fear, because I've been there and done that, sudden fear will make you make decisions that you would have never made if you had just waited on God. Glory be to God. If you had just waited on God, waiting for his answer, waiting on his timing. Glory be to God. We would not be in some of the trouble that we're in if we would just wait on the Lord. Glory be to God. Whenever fear comes, however it comes, or whoever it comes through, glory be to God, know that it's not of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's just trying to push you out there before you're ready. Glory be to God. Whatever it is, glory be to God, it's trying to push you out there before you're ready. Glory be to God. Anything that comes to push you, anything that tries to make you rush and make a decision, that's not of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Trust in him and lean not to your own understanding. Don't try to figure out what God is doing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, oh, glory be to God. He says in the word, glory be to God, hallelujah, that he has the power. He has the strength that we need when we are weak. Glory be to God. He can lift us up and make us strong. Glory be to God. Because he says in him we are made strong in our weakness. Glory be to God. If we were resting him, if we were trusting him, glory be to God. No matter what we're going through, we don't understand. Glory be to God. We don't understand why things happen the way they happen. Glory be to God. But we got to wait on God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to trust him and rest in the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Wait on the timing of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And have good courage to know, glory to God, no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, that the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, the Bible tells us a story about Moses and the deliverance of the children of Israel. Glory be to God. They was in bondage for 430 years, but they were still waiting on a deliverer. Glory be to God. Many waited, but didn't get to see it. But their generation got to see it. Glory be to God. But they had to wait because the timing was right for them to come out of Egypt. Glory be to God. And they came out. Ah, hallelujah. Smooth as butter when they came out. Glory be to God. But they had to wait. Glory be to God. We cannot move before God tells us to move. That's my testimony. If I had to move when I was in a certain situation, glory be to God. If I had a move, it wouldn't have been smooth as butter, but it because I waited. And fear, glory be to God, tried to get me to move, but I didn't move. I thank God that I didn't move. Because I don't know what would have happened if I had a move out of God's timing. Oh, glory be to God. It wouldn't have been the voice of truth if I had a move. Good God Almighty. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody ought to hear me, because when you're going through something down in the wilderness, glory be to God, deliverance will come to your house, but you got to wait. Glory be to God. You got to be patient. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, when I came, glory be to God, when God delivered me out of that, glory be to God, I had a pastor. He came to me. He said, Elaine, he said, just learn out of that. What did you get out of that? Because, see, everything that you go through is something that you're learning. It's something you don't know why you might be learning. It may be to help somebody else. It might be because God got a ministry in you. It could be anything. It's something that you got to do for somebody, but there's a reason for it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It just ain't the season for you to know, but you will know. Glory be to God. But he said, what did you learn? And I quite did not understand, because at that time I didn't even know that I was called to the ministry. I was chosen for the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I did not know that I was called and chosen for the ministry to do the work of God. Glory be to God. But I had people that would come up to me and say those things. I'm like, I didn't understand, and I didn't understand, and I had not received my calling. But he said to me, glory be to God, he said, you learn how to endure. Because, see, you never know who's watching you. This pastor was watching me. I was not a member of his church, even though I attended his church. He said, you learn how to endure. When you wait patiently on the Lord, you learn how to persevere. You learn how to go when you don't feel good. You learn how to take persecution and affliction. Glory be to God. You learn how to endure. Glory be to God. Because you got to endure to the end. That's what the word of God said. You got to endure until the end. And I got to wait. I got to wait on the Lord. I got to hear his voice. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. I got to wait. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. If I can see it, hallelujah. If what I can't see it, I got to wait on God. Because, see, some of us go through things that we can see. When we know what it is. Some things come against us. It's spiritual things that we cannot see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those unseen things. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But if we rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, and the Bible says, fret not because of him who prospers in his way. Glory be to God. Don't worry about the enemy. Just wait on the Lord. That's why God said in the word, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Be still. Other words, will you please wait? Wait. Because God is control of every situation. And he's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. Glory be to God. You might be going through the fire. You might be going through the hail, storm, and the rain. You may be under the water, but you ain't going to drown. Glory be to God. You down in the valley of the shadow of death. Glory be to God. But if you just wait. Ah, hallelujah, if you just wait on the Lord, glory be to God, because see, when you wait on the Lord, hallelujah, he will reveal, hallelujah, to God that you trust him. It will reveal unto God that you have faith. It will reveal to God that you believe in whatever he's doing. You believe it even though you can't see it. That's what faith says. See, faith tells us we must believe what we cannot see, that unseen thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We got to wait on the Lord. Ah, hallelujah. We got to wait. Ah, hallelujah. We got to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. We got not to lead on our own understanding, but let the Lord lead us in his truth and teach us. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Just wait for him. Don't care how long, how many years, how many days. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if you wait on him, deliverance is coming to your house. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Because he is a deliverer. He is a keeper. He'll keep you. Hallelujah. If you wait now, you step out now. It's dangerous when you step out. Be careful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's always important to wait. Ah, hallelujah. Moses stepped out of the timing of God. Hallelujah. It wasn't what Moses knew the Egyptian. It wasn't his time. He was the deliverer. Moses moved out of the timing of God. Glory be to God. So we got to be careful. We must wait patiently. We must endure. We got to keep on moving. We got to keep on doing the work. Our glory be to God. If we can't give up in the battle, we got to keep on marching to get that crown. Man, we got to wait on the Lord. Ah, hallelujah. We got to wait on him because he is our helper and our shield. Glory be to God. We got to wait with expectation. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. We don't wait on God. We got to wait. Ah, hallelujah. Because if we wait, he will deliver us. He will heal us. Glory, hallelujah. He will move us. Hallelujah. Out of strong cities. Glory be to God. Ah, when we wait on the Lord, and hold on to our faith. Ah, hold on to hope. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. We got to wait on the Lord. Glory be to God. We can allow people and family and friends and husband and wives and co-workers, glory be to God, to push us out of the timing of God. Glory be to God. You know that said thing, girl, you need to get your man, your biological clock is ticking. You need to go ahead and buy that car. Girl, you want that car. Glory be to God. Ah, you need to go ahead and get married. Glory be to God. But I want to warn you, don't get married. Wait on God for the right man and the right woman. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to wait on God for marriages and our children, our jobs and our ministry and our financial decision and dating. We need to wait on God in all of those things because if we don't wait on the Lord, hallelujah, it will bring us sorrow and bane of pain. Some will bring affliction and persecution. Glory be to God when we don't wait on God. We got to wait on God in all things. Glory be to God. Every day of our lives, we ought to be waiting on God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We need to be waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said, glory be to God unto us, that when he was weak, the Lord was strong. I come to tell somebody, where you were weak, God is strong. Glory be to God. Because he said, my grace is sufficient enough. Glory be to God. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Glory be to God. You may not have felt like doing it. Glory be to God. You may not have felt like getting up out of the bed. Glory be to God. But you got up. Huh? Glory be to God. And you did what God was calling you to do. Glory be to God. And you got a new strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He tells us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We trust in him. Hallelujah. And wait on him. Glory be to God. Everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We just can't step out without waiting on God. We can't step out and minister. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. We want to be ready for what God is calling us to do. Glory be to God. Don't let nobody push you out before time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us to wait upon the Lord, for he shall renew our strength, and that we shall mount up with wing as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. Well, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In other words, glory be to God. We may fall. Oh, glory be to God. We're going to get up, and we're going to be stronger than we were before. Glory be to God, because God is able to strengthen us where we are weak. Glory be to God. He's strong, and he's mighty. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Glory be to God, for he's able, glory be to God, to deliver you from anything that you're going through. You may not can't see your way, but if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, glory be to God. Wait on the Lord, glory be to God, and everything will be all right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why God sent forth the Son in the world. Glory be to God. That we might have life and have it more abundantly in him. Hallelujah. That we don't have to worry about a thing, that we can cast all our cares and our burdens upon him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we must wait. Glory be to God. If you don't know the Lord, I want to encourage you today. While the blood is yet running warm in your veins, glory be to God. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ. Glory be to God, because Jesus died over 2,000 years ago that you might have life in him. Glory be to God. I want to ask you, what are you waiting on? Glory be to God. Will you say, I got enough time? Glory be to God. But tomorrow is not promised to anybody. Glory be to God. The next day or the next second is not promised to anybody. You got to be ready. Glory be to God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise your holy name, oh God, for thou art worthy. Hallelujah. We want to praise him. Hallelujah, for Jesus. You know, the old prophesied, glory be to God, about the coming of the Savior, that a son would be given and a son would be born to save his people. Be to God. Hallelujah, for the Lord has come. Glory be to God. It's time now for you to come unto the Lord. Glory be to God. You're waiting on a lot of things, but you ain't waiting on the right thing. Glory be to God. You need to come unto the Lord while you still have time, while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Glory be to God. Jesus died that you might have life. Glory be to God. Come. Come unto the Lord. Glory be to God. If you don't know the Savior, glory be to God. If you would say this prayer with me. If you don't know the Lord, that's a deliverer, a healer, a provider. Oh, hallelujah. The one that will strengthen you where you're weak. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. I believe that he came in the flesh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with Christ, a personal relationship, amen, leave a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ, amen. Have a Merry Christmas, amen. Be safe, glory be to God, hallelujah. Tune in next week with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God loves you, and we here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry loves you too. Be blessed.